I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of one of Chile's top cardinals, who's accused of covering up the sexual abuse of Catholic Church members and discrediting victims. 77-year-old Cardinal Ricardo Azzati was the Archbishop of Santiago. He submitted his resignation 2 years ago, but at the time Pope Francis did not accept it. Azzati faces charges of covering up multiple claims of abuse, including against Oscar Munoz, who is facing trial for allegedly abusing several children. Munoz denies the charges and Azzati denies covering up abuse. A summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report submitted to Congress on Sunday said President Trump's campaign did not conspire with Russia during the 2016 election. The report's summary did not draw a conclusion as to whether Trump illegally obstructed justice, not exonerating the president. The report was summarized for Congress by the Attorney General William Barr. Trump has repeatedly described the inquiry as a witch hunt. Pope Francis has sent $50,000 each to Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi to assist with initial emergency relief efforts after a cyclone hit the region and caused massive flooding. At least 750 people are known to have died and thousands injured, while many more have been left without homes. The Vatican Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development will distribute the aid from the Pope through the Vatican nunciatures in each country. Catholic bishops have welcomed a new piece of legislation endorsed by Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos that could put Catholic or other religious schools within reach of many families who would otherwise not be able to afford them. The plan, called Education Freedom Scholarships, offers a $5 billion annual federal tax credit for voluntary donations to state-based scholarship programs. Bishops have thanked Senator Ted Cruz and Republican Bradley Byrne for introducing companion bills in the Senate and House of Representatives. The Austrian Bishops' Conference is the most recent Catholic institution to say it will divest from fossil fuels. Cardinal Christoph Schönborn of Vienna said in a statement that church finances must not exert a destructive influence on our planet's climate. He added that divestment will take 5 years to accomplish. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.